Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Where all these gigs that we also did on Sunday afternoons, and would pack the halls. We would make money. And of course, being the good-looking band that we were,
oh, yeah,
all the
baby.
Beautiful babies would just be screaming and screaming. Yeah, well.
Did you play the drums then? So nobody could see you, Sipo. You're in the back.
Phew, I made sure that they noticed me.
But you know,
I used to, when I played my drums, I used to actually throw my sticks up in the air.
Hot sticks, baby.
That's no other drummer did that.
But you were also. And I saw Harari a video of at Ellis Park, the concert in the park. Did you play drums or keyboards?
I played keyboards
because the guy on the drums looked like Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, that was interesting. Yes, Cillo played drums.
Yeah.
You know, if I were to tell you how I got to play keyboards, I was going to play drums. Cillo was the percussionist. And because, you know, that gig was so huge, two of our members, the guitarist and the keyboard player, did not come for rehearsals. And we were headlining then, if you remember well. They did not come to the rehearsals. And now I said to the band, listen, we have to, you know, we have to do this. We could have elected not to perform because we don't have the keyboard player and the lead singer of, remember, we got booked as Harari and, of course, as Hot Sticks.
Yeah.
And I practiced it. It was actually the first time I played piano professionally. I used to practice every now and then and do things. And when we were about to go on stage, these guys walked in, the guitarist came in, and he was all dressed up, and the keyboard player, Thelma, came on. She was also dressed up. And the first thing I said to them, okay, you guys, what are you going to play? I said, yeah, no, man, I said, but you did not come to the rehearsal. I said, no, but we know the song. I said, no, you don't know what we rehearsed. And so what are you saying? I said, no, go home. I mean, it was a shock. I had never done anything like that before. But there was a tendency for some of the people to think, okay, he's at his most vulnerable. It's the last, you know, he can't tell us not to come and play. And I said, you are not playing today. I am going to play the keyboards. Say what? I said, we're not going to have a guitarist and we're not going to have a pianist. I'm going to be the pianist and Cillo is going to play the drums. And that's how it happened.
But thinking about that concert and, you know, discipline, once again, I can see it. You grew up in a household, your parents, high school, primary school, a lot of discipline in your life, you know, you're perfectionist.
Yes.
And that shines through. I mean, from high school right through to that concert where you said, sorry, you didn't practice. You're not good enough.
And they could believe that I could do that.
So high school, do you remember, when did you say, okay, as you say, I'd love to know, how much did you make? Because you obviously got paid and then you had to split the money in the band, okay?
Hey, we made lots of money.
Your salary?
We didn't have a salary. We were actually making the money. All the money that we made came to us. I think for the first time we experienced a good manager who was willing to take his 10%.
Mm.
You know, he bought us the instruments. You know, he bought us the combi to travel in and provided us with the rehearsal space, but still, you know, took just as, in fact, we split the money equally with him. I think when we, what did we charge? We charged about 50 cents or a rand.
Amazing.
And the hall was packed. I mean, if you made 200, 300 bucks, as a student?
A lot of money in those days.
In those days, yeah.
What did you do with the money? Did you save the money or did you spend it on the girls?
We spent it on clothes.
Okay.
Because we wanted to look hip, you know. We were very fashionable, you know. But I think I was one of the most well-dressed musicians ever. For the style that was existing at the time.
Mm.
You know, the mafioso look with the... Dops hat in the Mayfair slacks and black and white, you know, shoes and stuff. So some of the guys that I hung up with, we were just the fashion guys.
Talking about fashion, you asked me to play this song, Sipho Hot 6 Mabuse in studio until midnight. What can I say?
Count Dracula is alive.
Vincent Price. I mean, that song won't be the same because I know some radio stations don't play that last bit, that laugh. But I mean, that makes that song. The intro, yeah, the video, everything goes with that. Sipho Hot 6 Mabuse in studio. You can follow me at Barney Simon as well, or at, what is your handle again, Sipho? At Sipho Hot 6. Now, talking about fashion and stuff, we have now tweeted. And I said to you, why are you wearing your pajamas? But apparently it's fashion, PJs. Where on earth did you get hold of those trousers?
I bought these in Ghana.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, in many of my travels. But, you know, it's all that traditional gear that you buy at the flea markets and so. Yeah. But when I came to South Africa, I realized, no, I could actually break the mode and just wear it my own way. And you wear a Levi's jacket, yeah, and give it style with all-star and so on, instead of the sandals and the top and, you know, the whole outfit. So I decided I was going to make it a more fashionable look.
Your own clothing range coming out soon?
I've never really thought about it.
Deodorant, aftershave?
Most probably. I don't want to go like more fire stuff, you know. Yeah.
But, you know.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
You need to trust the people around you.
Trust the people that, and you could invest a lot of money. I know a lot of musicians who actually go in and try and do these things, and we get our fingers burnt. Mm. I've tried things before where I've invested loads and loads of money thinking, you know, I don't know if people are ready yet to spend money on what you'd call locally produced things. Maybe in a way, you know, people are beginning to realize that they're talented, you know, designers in this country, and people, I don't know about, of course, deodorant, perfume and all that stuff.
Wait. Out now, Hot 6 perfume for the ladies with passion. Will it work?
Most probably. Well, you know, the kind of perfume that I wear seems to be always attracting, you know, some interesting comments from people. And I think, should I not? No, I think, no, it's okay. Let me wear someone else's and remain that way.
Let's get back to Michael Jackson. We just discussed while that song was playing, you wanted me to play Ben as well. And you guys used to perform that song.
Yes.
Michael Jackson, what a showman. And tell me, when you met him, what was it like? What did you guys talk
very
about?
Very shy. He was very reserved, you know, but, you know, very amiable and generous in spirit. You know, he was not the kind of person that you'd imagine he'd be surrounded by security and you can't get close to him. He was just pleasant. You come to him. Of course, then you begin to understand why he probably would have had security around him. Mm. When he just came out of the door, you should have just seen it, heard the noise and how people were trying to, you know, to actually, I understood why he would have security.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.